Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs.
This guy is.
I know, I sure am, because we made it and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
And also, shout out to our phone screener, Dayton, who's dressed up as Ozzy Osbourne.
Nailed it!
You got it!
The Prince of Darkness lives.
Yes, forever. In our hearts.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Justin from Gig Harbor. Justin, are you there?
Yep.
Good morning, Justin. Happy Halloween. Did you listen to the cheat sheet yesterday?
I did not. Happy Halloween.
All right, Steve. The playing field is level. Okay. Get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Justin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, Debbie, let's go.
What are the 2 main Halloween colors?
Orange and black.
Correct. What animal is on the Porsche logo?
Porsche?
Yes. What is the capital of Alabama?
Montgomery?
Yes. How many players are on a standard curling team?
4?
Yes.
5, 6.
Which actress and talk show host is Frances Bean Cobain's godmother?
Drew Barrymore?
That's the one. What title does the wife of an earl have?
Countess.
Yes. The Galapagos Islands are part of what continent?
South America.
That's correct. What was the name of the very first space-ready shuttle?
Sputnik? Apollo?
No.
Sputnik?
No.
Pass.
What green vegetable gets its name from the Latin word for branch?
Olive?
No.
Celery?
No.
Broccoli.
Oh, yeah, broccoli right at the buzzer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Justin, are you kidding me? That might be enough to beat Migs.
Let's go.
In he walks.
Here I am.
Shrek.
I may put my Shrek ears back on.
All right, I'm good to
go. Is that like a thinking cap, kind of?
I don't think it's working today.
Well, you're going to need it.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready, Steve? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What are the two main Halloween colors?
Black and orange.
That's the ones. What animal is on the Porsche logo?
Is that a horse?
It is.
Yes.
What is the capital of Alabama?
Mobile.
No.
Alabama City.
No.
Can they go to Alabama?
No. How many players are on a standard curling team?
There are three.
No.
Four?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which actress and talk show host is Frances Bean Cobain's godmother?
Actress and talk show host. Oh, Valerie Bertinelli?
No.
Oprah?
No.
Godmother. Sheesh. I don't know. Ellen?
No. What title does the wife of an earl have?
Earlet?
No.
Edgar?
No.
Early?
No. The Galapagos Islands are part of which continent?
Let's go Africa.
No.
Let's go South America.
That's it. What was the name of the very first space-ready shuttle?
The Apollo 11.
No.
Apollo 19.
No.
Apollo 10.
No.
Damn it.
Steve. One, two, three, four. Correct. And that is a big loss. Oh. 8-4. Congratulations, Justin.
Thank you. Shout out to my partner, Travis, here.
Travis helped, too?
Yes, sir.
Right
yes,
on. Ma'am.
Did you hear Travis helping, or was he being stealth about it?
He was very stealth. I had no idea.
Impressive.
Yeah. All right, Steve. The capital of Alabama is also the last name of a member of the men's room.
Montgomery.
Yep, there it is.
I was about to say Smith. Is it Hawk?
Yeah. Well, the actress and talk show host that is Frances Bean Cobain's godmother, Drew Barrymore.
Oh, yes.
Do you know who her godfather is?
Tony Hawk? No.
Michael Stipe of REM.
Now I do remember that.
The wife of an earl is a countess, and the very first space-ready shuttle, Columbia. Mm. One that you did not get to. What green vegetable gets its name from the Latin word for branch?
Green cucumber?
No.
Pepper?
No. Broccoli.
Broccoli.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seahawks are playing the Commanders for Sunday Night Football, and we get to chat with wide receiver for the Hawks, Jake Bobo. He will join us after Audioslave. Happy Blue Friday, Rockaholics. The Seahawks coming off of a bye week with our sights set on Sunday Night Football coming
yes.
up this Sunday against the Washington Commanders. And we've got Jake Bobo, wide receiver, number 19 on the phone right now to talk about the game and more. Good morning, Bobo.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Happy Halloween.
I was going to say, do you guys dress up for Halloween, or is that like a no-no at the practice facilities?
Well, I am it's definitely not a no-no, but I'm standing in the kind of our main lobby hallway, and we've got, you know, blow-up Halloween skeletons, black hats, and such going on here, so that's what sparked me to wish you guys a happy Halloween.
Many, many years ago, I had a buddy that played on the team, Grant Wistrom, and he would throw these crazy Halloween parties. And I remember one time, like, Matt Hasselbeck was there dressed as, like, Julius Caesar, Trent Dilfer. He had, like, the real short shorts, the Woo! Sonic short shorts. How are you guys with that? Like, is there anyone that always, like, knocks it out of the park when it comes to Halloween?
No, I mean, we'll have guys come in and dress up. You know, the team does a good job of having... We've got a family day where kids will come in and trick-or-treat in the building. I think that was actually on Monday night. But it's a fun time around the building for sure.
Okay, Jake, I have to know. I know everybody always talks about their favorite Halloween candy, but what Halloween candy do you think is absolute trash?
Trash? I'm gonna take some heat for this. Anything coconut. So, like, like the Almond Joys, coconut. I'm not a coconut guy. I can't do it.
You are not going to take any heat from me, Jake. I agree with you 100%. Put that stuff in the garbage.
Let's go. All right, good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
It's funny you even say that because the other day we were doing a thing where we were blindfolding members of our show and we were putting Halloween candies in their mouth to see if they could figure out what candy it was. And we did that to Taryn with an Almond Joy, and she was not happy with us.
Yes. Oh, I don't blame her.
No, I almost puked. Cool. It was terrible.
That is atrocious.
If you're just joining us, we're chatting with Jake Bobo, wide receiver of our Seattle Seahawks. And I know that you are engaged to a volleyball player.
I am. Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations on your engagement. I was just wondering, how competitive are the two of you in things outside of the world of sports?
Well, like game night?
Like game night, like pool, or like maybe a board game, like Sorry. Are you guys very competitive as a couple?
The issue is we can't play against each other in anything. Because it'll end in just a not great situation. Like we'd play a lot of pickleball this off season. We were always on the same team. And so, you know, we decided to go ahead and get a little one-on-one going. Tried a few times, and each time it ended in a very silent car ride home. So I don't know if that's necessarily the healthiest part of our relationship, but I think we'll stay away probably from 1v1 competition for a little while.
All right, so there's a piggyback then, talking about your engagement. Also, like, you know, this Sunday, you got Sunday Night Football, the big lights, lots of pressure, lots of nerves. What's more nerve-wracking for you, playing and performing in front of 70,000 with millions upon millions of people watching on TV or dropping down to one knee and proposing to your lady?
Let me tell you something. Getting down on that knee is a situation that I definitely underestimated.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I've been in a lot of high-pressure situations. And they do not compare at all to the blackout that I experienced as I got down on one knee this summer.
Jake, I blacked out so much, I forgot to get down on a knee. I just handed her the ring and said, here.
We're chatting with Jake Bobo of our Seattle Seahawks. And, you know, I know obviously we're talking about high-pressure situations and things of that nature. Is there a certain type of hype music or calming music? Or what's in your headphones before you take the field?
Well, so the problem for me is I have to kind of reel it back a little bit. If I get too hyped too early, then we've got issues, which has been a problem for me in the past. So I'm a calm country, you know, Luke Combs, Eric Church kind of guy. I need something to calm me down as we get ready to go for kickoff, not necessarily get me going.
Jake, I want to ask you a question. I don't even know if you would have an answer to this, but I was just curious because when we were watching the last game, the Monday Night Football game, there was also a Monday Night game with the Seattle Mariners going on where, unfortunately, they were bounced. Okay, so, like, you know, a lot of people were talking about how, like, the crowd at Lumen Field, you could feel the energy kind of get sucked out for a little bit because the Mariners lost. Did the players realize that, too? Did you get that feeling as well, or did you not notice it at all?
No, I mean, we knew what was going on. I honestly was waiting for an eruption out of the crowd.
Yes.
And then, we get into whatever it is, halftime, and get into the third quarter, and it hasn't happened yet. So then you kind of assume, unfortunately, the worst, which is what happened.
Hey, one last question I would love to ask you, because, I mean, you work a lot with Sam Darnold, obviously. Yeah. And there's a lot of people talking, and deservingly so, the MVP chatter, just what an incredible season he's having. From your perspective, man, tell us a little bit about him as your quarterback and what makes him just so great and what he's done for this team this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to describe the effect that he's had on this team. I think, first and foremost, his natural leadership abilities are something that I've never really experienced before. The way he kind of took control of this team the second he walked in the building, we knew it was his team, and without even him ever throwing a football, we knew he was going to be the leader of the team, and whatever game he played in, we were going to have a chance. Now, after we saw him throw the football, then things got a little bit more exciting because we knew what a physical talent he was, and then also the mental edge that he's gonna bring to our team.
You can give Jake Bobo a follow on Instagram. His handle is @JakeBobo19. Hashtag more Bobo, and looking forward to Sunday Night Football. Happy Halloween, my friend.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
So it's hashtag more Bobo and hashtag less Almond Joy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, make sure to include that one in for sure.
Thanks so much for taking some time with us, man. Have a great game.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Someone did a thing that happens from time to time where they posted a social media question.
Mm-hmm.
And the question says this, Steve. Back in my day, many of us had to come up with that broke-ass Halloween costume.
Yes.
What was yours? So, of course, many have stories on this. And that means we have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days. Ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
In the spirit of Halloween, someone posted a question on social media, Steve.
Okay.
And that question was this. Back in the day, many of us had to come up with that broke-ass Halloween costume. What was yours? So, of course, everybody has a story about this.
Yeah.
So we've got to go straight to the comments.
And sometimes it's not even just a broke-ass costume. It's just, I love the homemade,
yes,
get creative, one-of-a-kind type costumes. So we found a bunch of these comments and, well, really didn't have a good reason for this guy, but I didn't even know he was available until yesterday. And then I saw that robot Joe Pesci would read these comments, because who better to read them than Joe Pesci?
Can't wait.
You know, maybe somebody's been Joe Pesci for Halloween. He's been in a lot of movies.
Oh, definitely.
All right, are you ready for the first comment about broke-ass Halloween costumes?
I drew a pencil-thin mustache on my face and went as my evil twin.
Okay. You should do that.
That's kind of cute. That I like funny. That.
Would you have, like, the curly?
Of course.
Pencil-thin?
Oh, definitely the curls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took a coat hanger and bent it so it fit on my head, then put an empty beer can on the end. I was a beer chaser.
Okay, I was nervous this was going down a different road. And I'm glad that it didn't. But that, because I've seen that, are you okay over there?
I snorted. Sorry. My brain went to a different place.
I've seen people do that costume. Like, all right.
That's, wow.
I get it. Mm-hmm. You're trying to make the most offensive costume possible. And sometimes I do enjoy seeing people who do go for, like, the too soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stole a plaid skirt from my girlfriend, painted myself blue, and told people I was Braveheart.
That's funny.
That works. I'm not sure if that's the right type of skirt. I think it's called a kilt.
Yeah, come on. For authenticity, it needs to be a kilt.
Tie-dyed sheets and cut holes for eyes. I was the dead hippie.
Okay, you should do that.
Oh, that's great.
That's hilarious.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Have you ever done the sheet over the head, cut the eyes, and been a ghost?
No.
I grew up, I think, I don't know if you as much as me, maybe my generation more. That's all I grew up on is seeing, like, TV shows. Whenever it was Halloween, one kid would always be sheet over the head, eyes cut out, I'm a ghost.
I mean, there's always that opportunity for you. If you run out of ideas, that's always a classic. Everyone appreciates it.
I kind of want to do that if I'm going to, like, one of your parties with your festival friends.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that would be a big hit. The tie-dyed ghost.
Yes.
But then do I have to listen to the Grateful Dead?
Just for, like, 5 minutes.
Bought a multi-pack of those little cereal boxes. Put fake blood on all of them. Duct tape to a sweatshirt, boom, I was a serial killer.
That's clever.
That's adorable.
I like that one a lot.
In college, I had shaved my head a week prior to Halloween and found myself in a girl's dorm room that evening discovering Rumpel Mintz and Goldschläger.
Okay, dear penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me. Where are we going with this?
Oh, boy.
Let's find out.
And several lovely young ladies transformed me into Sinead O'Connor, Doc Martens and all.
Okay, Sinead O'Connor.
Yes.
That's very Gen X.
Definitely.
I don't think that costume would go over. I don't think anyone would know who the hell you're trying to be at this point.
No.
I put a cereal box on my head and held a knife. I was a serial killer.
There were a lot of people that different ways of being serial killers with cereal boxes.
A friend pinned clean socks and underwear to her shirt and jeans and went a static clean.
I mean, you could have done better.
That's
What would you? We have one more. Then I want to ask you. I want to know if you've done any kind of homemade broke-ass costumes.
Okay.
I wore a brown shirt and leggings and wrapped aluminum foil around myself and went as a baked potato.
Okay, that might be my favorite of all of them if it's done right.
I would love to see that in my life.
All right, have you ever done a homemade costume?
I've just done a costume that was, you know, cobbled together with all stuff I already had. I spent $0, and it was the year that my boyfriend in college and I went as Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love. First of all, in college, I was like nearly Courtney Love, and I had all the right equipment.
In what way? Mindset? Attire, ability to kind of sing.
Probably like my party lifestyle. A little bit of a train wreck.
All right. I'm just trying to figure out what kind of Courtney Love were you.
I mean, a hot mess, Courtney Love.
Fair.
What about you? Did you ever do a broke-ass costume?
I've done a few in my time, but the one I think of, and it wasn't necessarily a broke-ass costume, but I just saw it in my Facebook memories because it's the seven-year anniversary of what I have to say was my favorite and greatest Halloween costume, the time that I dressed as myself. When I was 4 or 5 years old, maybe even younger, maybe 3, and my mom dressed me as a cowboy for Halloween.
Oh, yes.
With a red cowboy hat. These overalls that were shorts. Really weird, like loafer shoes.
Great socks, too.
Socks.
High socks.
A cap gun. And so I put together an adult version of it and wore it at work. And I got a lot of interesting looks.
Where did you find the items in grown-up size?
I think I had to go to like Sears to get the overalls. I had to cut them because shockingly they didn't have short shorts overalls available.
Those are not back in style yet?
I mean, you know what? They probably are. The Daily Mix Show. I should reshare that picture.
Absolutely. Please do. It's such a classic. Instagram. Unwrapped an acoustic holiday. I know we're all talking about Halloween, but Unwrapped an acoustic holiday is also just around the corner. And that's happening December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena. We have Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown. Taylor Momsen and the Pretty Reckless, and I think she just released a holiday album.
Yes.
So excited about that. Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood, Undead. You can check out the full lineup and grab your tickets while they are available at KISW.com. As you wake up and get started on the day, you might want to know what's happening in the world of pop culture so you have something to talk about at the workplace. So we're going to help out and tell you what's trending. Trending on the Daily Mix Show. Let's go! Dictionary.com has unveiled their word of the year, and people are outraged, Steve Miggs.
Uh-oh.
Mostly because it isn't even a word at all. It's a number.
Oh.
Can you guess the number?
6-7-6-7-6-7.
Thank you, Tatum.
A term that we have Gen Alpha to blame for, and teachers have even started to ban it from schools.
6-7.
My son's martial arts teacher made the kids do push-ups for saying it in class.
Yes,
it's been spoofed all over the place. Here's a South Park scene that joked about it earlier in the month.
Hey, fellas, you want to know what time I woke up this morning?
What time?
Around 6-7.
6-7!
Did you guys do your homework last night? I tried to, but I got stuck on problem 6 and 7.
6-7!
I know, Butters, I know. Don't do it to me. It's too funny. Hey, Scott, how's your diabetes, man?
My diabetes?
Yeah, what's your A1C at?
6.7!
6.7!
I don't know why, but because it makes no sense, I find great humor in it because I know it just makes so many people upset.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I'm not going around saying it unless I'm around my daughter because she thinks she's at the age where she still thinks like a dad is funny for saying 6-7. She's not like, you know, a teenager that would be annoyed with their parents saying it.
God, Dad.
Did you see the one at In-N-Out? Like, it's now I know we've seen one before, but there's even a newer one where like someone said order number 67 and everyone went nuts. This time around, whoever worked at In-N-Out was very aware that people were waiting. It was a crowd of people, so he made sure to say it how they want him to say it. The reaction, as dumb as it is, I'm like, you know what? God forbid people are having fun over something stupid. What is happening?
And I feel like we still don't really know where it comes from, but there is some speculation that 6-7 initially appeared in a rap track that Skrilla put out in 2024 called Dude.
Love that
Dude
song.
Have you also heard the one about the periodic table?
No.
So the one about the periodic... Oh, Steve, I know too much about this stuff. The periodic table, number 67. Number 67 is holmium, and the the abbreviation is HO, so it's like calling someone a hoe.
I kind of like that one, too.
I like that one, too. I subscribe to that one.
I don't know if Barrett's actually saying that, though.
Not to his mother.
Never. All right, so have you been to Salt and Straw?
I think I have.
I love that place. It's a great ice cream place. It was I didn't know that originally it was in Portland, but now it's made its way over into the Pacific, up into Washington. And I think they have some great flavors, but they have weird names to their flavors. And sometimes you're like, I don't know if I'm going to like that. And then you try it, you're like, okay, I shouldn't have doubted you. Well, they just put out a Thanksgiving edition of ice cream flavors that'll be available until Thanksgiving. So for the next month or so, you could go there and get them. And the names are ridiculous. The ingredients are ridiculous. So I kind of want to put you to the test.
Okay.
Since they're so ridiculous and they're Thanksgiving themed, I'm going to tell you the name of it, give you the description, and you have to tell me if this is actually a Salt and Straw Thanksgiving treat.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ice cream. Okay. This one is called the Parker House Rolls with Salted Buttercream. Flaky buttery rolls folded into sweet and salty butter ice cream with a sprinkle of sea salt.
Yes, that's real.
You are correct. Next one. How about turkey stuffing and cranberry sauce? Herbed brioche bread pudding with turkey sausage and a salt and pepper ice cream streaked with tart cranberry jam.
No.
Wrong. That is real. Yes. It sounds disgusting and I want to try it.
I will try it. I'll do it if you do it.
How about leftover lasagna sundae? Layers of tomato jam and gelato with baked noodle shards and basil-infused caramel drizzle.
You lost me at shards. I'm going to say no.
You're right. That one is not true. All right. How about this one? Maple koji nut squash with pomegranate. Maple sage ice cream infused with roasted squash, rippled with pomegranate jelly and buttery hazelnut crumble.
I'm going to say yes.
Wow.
This is an actual ice cream flavor at Salt and Straw.
That's bonkers.
All right. Let's try another one. How about green bean casserole crunch? Sweet cream base studded with candied green beans, fried onion crumble, and a touch of mushroom powder.
Please no.
You're correct. These are the cranberries orange sorbet. That's a real one where you got Oregon cranberries for a juicy vegan sorbet.
Wow.
They also have a pumpkin pie tiramisu. Tiramisu,
come
sorry.
Come on, Italian Steve.
I always say that name wrong. Pumpkin pie coffee ice cream with tiramisu cake. Cake swirl and chocolate something.
I think we should go for a field trip and try a couple.
That's what I'm thinking. We go there and they do the flights.
I was going to ask about that. I was going to ask about samples or flights or how we could, you know, have more than one experience.
I'm pretty sure they do a flight of like six different flavors. So I think we just go down. It all starts November 1st. So we have a couple of days until it starts. But maybe next week, road trip to Capitol Hill where there's a Salt and Straw. Or we could go to, I think there's one in Fremont as well.
All right.
And
choose your own adventure.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve Miggs this morning? He has 340 wins so far this year, 116 losses so far this year, and 100 ties so far this year. You can call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Miggs at 850.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.